Hallelujah. As the children are getting prepared to go back, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, I just got to give a praise report. Hallelujah. My son this morning, he says, Daddy, I feel weak. I feel like I was going to fall back. And as he was praising the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord just came upon him. I just watched him up here praising. And you know, I give credit where credit is due. Number one, to Jesus. But he began to go to Salvation Army, a Bible camp, every day, and it just stirred the Word of God inside him. And I'm so thankful for that camp that is teaching the children the Word of God, why they have a good time. And I want to just remind us about the wagon, as Pastor Odell was talking about. We're collecting veggie cans last week we did. This week we're going to collect meat, like tuna fish, Spam, or peanut butter. And so that'll be this week's collection. And what we're doing is we're helping them fill their pantry. And the Salvation Army that we're donating it to is down the street on Jefferson. And they're feeding our local area. People from our local area go to this center, and they are able to receive food from their pantry. And I didn't realize all they did. It seems like you don't really recognize it. You don't even pay attention to this little center over there on Jefferson and just across from Hampton. And they have a retirement where people who need a little bit more assistance to come and spend the day. It's kind of like a daycare for the older people or the more mature people. And as well as this kids camp this summer. And I just thank God because I've watched my son. I've watched right before my eyes the transitioning in the last month. He's been going there for a month. And so I want us as a church, I asked them and how we could help them since they were being a blessing to me and a blessing to our area. And they mentioned that their pantry was running low. So I just encourage you, bring canned goods next week. If you want to bring veggies again next week, bring them in. Let's fill this wagon. And every Monday, I'm going to take the canned goods because I don't want them to sit in that wagon. It's not doing any good in the wagon. I want to take it where it can be a blessing. Can you say amen? Are you glad to be in the house of the Lord today? Are you excited to hear what God has to say? If I don't spit all over the place. If you lift up your hands this morning, say, Jesus, here I am. Speak to me as only you can. I'm so glad, Jesus, that you don't condemn me, but you love me so much that you are showing me the way on my journey on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you for your word this morning that will accomplish the purpose it set out. I continue to stay out of the way so that you can have your way this morning. Lord, we do love you. We praise you and we thank you, God, that we're growing every day in you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. If you'll turn to the book of Samuel, hallelujah, I believe it's 1 Samuel chapter 17. It's good to see Amy back to Dallas. Praise God. She moved, I think, to Ohio, right? Illinois, close enough. I'm from Michigan. I grew up in Michigan. So, you know, you grew up there, didn't you? So we're kind of Yankees from up north. Pastor K says, we love you anyway. Is there any other Yankees in here? We won't stone you. You're a Yankee. Hallelujah. Any Southerners here? Lift up your hands. Any Texans here? True Texans. Oh, you guys are making me jealous. Hallelujah. So 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32. The title of the message today is, whose armor are you wearing? Whose armor are you wearing? And you're going to get it. You're going to understand when we get into it. You know, I can only do what the Lord has me to do. Anytime I step out of doing something, maybe to, how do you say it? To please somebody. Have you ever been there? That you tried to please somebody and there was nothing you could do to please this person. Everything that you did, and it never seems like it would take care of that pleasing. Well, I think the most important thing is that we please the Lord And then he will cause people to like us or to move on. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So 1 Samuel chapter 17, verse 32. And we know what this story is about. Let me just kind of give you a kind of a foundation here. It was David had gone to take food to his brothers that were in a battle, was in the army. And Goliath, you remember the giant Goliath? Remember the story? We, most of us, grew up hearing the story of David and Goliath. And Goliath would step out of all the army of the Philistines, and he would get out and challenge the Israelites' army. And the Israelites were afraid of him. He intimidated them, so they were afraid. So David came to bring food to his brothers who were at the front of the line, and Goliath stepped out of the line again, and he started yelling these things towards the Israelites, and it made David mad. And David says, basically, why are you guys allowing this to happen? You serve the Most High God, and I'm paraphrasing a little bit right now, but I want to just set the foundation. But David saw that this giant was coming against God's people. There's a word there, if anybody can get that. Has there been some giants that have come against you? That you've been dealing with some giants, and then you've seen your loved ones and maybe your community, whoever your community, whatever your community is, you've seen your community going through something, and you've seen the enemy just mess with your community, and God has raised you up as a David to stand in the gap. Can you say amen? So going on with the story, it says, in verse 32, it says, David said to Saul, "Let no one lose heart on account of the Philistine." David is talking to the king. He says, "Your servant will go and fight him." Saul replied, "You are not able to go out against the Philistine and fight him. You are only a boy, and he has been fighting man. He's been a fighting man from his youth." Have you ever heard the enemy say, "You're just so-and-so. You're not a minister. You don't even really know all the scripture." You know, the enemy, this is the enemy talking. "You're not really a Christian, because if you're really a Christian, you wouldn't get mad." Right? "You wouldn't do this. You wouldn't do that." That's the devil. And so Saul is telling David, "You can't fight the giant because you're only this." I want you to break that off of you right now. I want you to declare, "I'm more than this." Say, "I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me." Today, when you leave this place, you're going to leave victorious. Or even if you feel victorious, you're going to leave more victorious. You're going to leave with more courage, more joy, more peace. More. So it goes on. In verse 34, it says, "But David said to Saul, 'Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came out and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it and struck it, and I rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by the hair, struck it, and killed it.'" Now that is boldness. That is boldness. See, what was happening is David was learning how to have victory in his personal life so that he could have victory in his outward life, in his communities, out in the open. When people come against maybe your community or against you or against your family, they say things like, "Your family was a no good, this or that." You can say, "Wait a second. That was the family God put me in. They may not have been perfect, but they're my family, and you have no right to talk about my family." Can you say amen? That's a word for somebody. So going on, thank you, Jesus. So David said to Saul, "Your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from the mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, and killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has challenged the armies of the living God. What is your giant? I want you to know something, and I want you to remember, you've had victory over something. Has anybody had victory over something? Maybe victory of just getting to church today. You know, the enemy tried this and he tried that, but I got the victory. And the Lord wants me to mention to you or to remind you, to remind yourself of what the Lord has already done in your life and how he's caused you to have victory over some things already. So whatever comes your way, even if you're in the midst of a battle right now, just remember how the Lord brought you through those other things. And if he brought you through those other things that he did, he will bring you through these things. David understood that his God was bigger than his giants, than his bears, than his lions. David realized, David was a shepherd boy. He took care of the sheep. And that was a lowly position. They were considered very lowly, probably the lowest of lows. But isn't it interesting? God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. God uses the rejects. I was a reject, but I'm not a reject anymore. I am accepted by Jesus Christ. You are the children of the Most High God. He brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. I love what Pastor Bob was talking about this morning. He is a loving God. My God is a loving God. He loves me so much. He loves you so much. I wish the world could hear that. God loves them. Jesus loves them. They don't have to try to get to the Father through another avenue. They can come directly through Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the one who died on the cross for you and I. He loves me, no matter if the world says, no, he doesn't love you. You can say, yes, he does. I was on his mind when he was on the cross. He was thinking about me. You got to get bold with your lions and your bears and your giants. It's time for us to rise up and take our position and stand firm and see the deliverance of the Lord. Can anybody say amen? He has brought us this far. He's going to take us all the way in. Can you say amen? Let's move on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So in verse 36, it says, your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them because he has challenged. I'm just changing a word from defied to challenged. The armies of the living God, the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. David had some anointed words. He was speaking the word of the Lord for the king to say, okay, go do it. For the king to put his trust in this young man, because if David would have lost, it would have meant that the whole army would have lost. So David, it didn't only affect David, but it affected the whole nation of Israel. You see, that's why it's important that we know who we are in Christ Jesus, because it doesn't just affect us, but it affects our family. It affects our communities. It affects our neighborhoods. It affects our nation. See, I'm not worried about what's going on in our nation, because God's word says in Isaiah, arise, shine, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. The earth may get darker, but God's glory gets brighter. And so that's why you need to let your light shine so his glory becomes brighter in this nation. Can anybody say amen? See, we put too much trust in man or woman. See, God is able to promote, and God is able to demote. God is able to bring somebody up, and God is able to bring somebody down. Can you say amen? Just like the Philistine, the giant, he thought he was all in that. He thought he was it, that nobody could bring him down. But this little boy who trusted the Lord and had a relationship with the Lord knew that he could bring the enemy down. So you and I, as a child of the Most High God, needs to realize that we have authority and power to bring our enemies down because of the Lord. The greater one who lives inside us is greater than he that is in this world. What are you so afraid of? I remember when David had to encourage himself in the Lord, and he would say, "Why so downcast, O my soul? Put your trust in the Lord." David encouraged himself in the Lord. Encourage yourself in the Lord. This shall pass too. This is not going to take me down. I'm going to take it down because my trust in the Lord. If God be for us, who can be against us? He goes before us and he makes a way where there seems to be no way. You know, I just got to say, you all were standing there and I was watching my son worship the Lord. And if you've seen his history and you've seen, you know, he's not all always focused. But this morning, I saw the glory of God all over him. He knelt down before the Lord and he worshiped the Lord by bowing his knee. And then he says, "Daddy, I feel shaky. I feel like I was going to fall over." And he said, "Why is that?" I said, "Because you allowed God's presence to come in you, more of God's presence in you." Well, I want more of God's presence in me. I want to use him as an example. Lord, I want more of your presence so that, Lord, I may be shaky. I might be waving and waving, but I know that your glory is becoming stronger in my life. When a child can say that, then you know that you know you are in the right place. You know that you know you are in the house of worship. You know that you're in the presence of the Lord. If the children are worshiping the Lord, if the children are making a choice to bow down and worship and praise the Lord, you better know that the Lord is in this house. You better know that you're in the right place. Why would you want to go anywhere else but to be in the presence of God? Well, I don't like that Pastor Tony doesn't wear ties. Get over it. My tie or lack of tie isn't going to get you into heaven. Well, I don't like it that Pastor K doesn't wear skirts. If I'm going to be picked on, you're going to be picked on too. Her skirt or her lack of skirt isn't going to make a difference whether you go to heaven or not. What's going to make a difference is people recognize the presence of God, the power of God that is coming forth from your being. Can you say amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to have fun in church today. So the Lord who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear will deliver me from the hand of the Philistine. Saul said to David, "Go and the Lord be with you." Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him, a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he was not used to them. So the title of the message is, whose armor are you putting on? Who are you trying to be like? Well, I'm going to just quote Joyce Meyer all day long. It's really not the power of what Joyce Meyer says in her sayings. The power that Joyce Meyer operates is the word of God that she proclaims, or Copeland, or the other ministers. Your faith isn't in the persons. Your faith is in the person, Jesus Christ, and the word of God. So the king wanted David to wear his armor, but his armor was too big. And so when you try to be like sister or brother so-and-so, you're trying to be like them. You're trying to wear their armor when God has his own dress code for you, his own way of doing things for you to have victory. Can you say amen? Everybody's just kind of looking. I think it's sinking in this morning. Amen? It's sinking in. Let's continue on. Thank you, Lord. I cannot go in these, he said to Saul, because I am not used to them. So he took them off. Well, Pastor Jan prays like this. Well, that's good. That's what's effective for Pastor Jan. You don't have to be like Pastor Jan. You could just say, Lord, help me. Lord, free me. Whatever it is. Whatever the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord is leading you. Maybe, it was funny, yesterday we went to the Peach Festival and it was hot out there. Very hot. And Zachary, I'm just watching the Spirit of the Lord. He was going up, excuse me. He's fanning people. He says, I want to be a blessing. I want to bless you today. That's the Spirit of the Lord. That's the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 That's what worked for Zachary. It doesn't mean that's how I'm supposed to do it. That's what the Holy Spirit led him to do. There's something the Holy Spirit will lead me to do to be a blessing. Thank you, Lord. Then he took his staff in his hand, chose 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in a pouch of his shepherd's bag, and with the sling in his hand, approached the Philistine. Are you with me? Meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him, he had somebody standing in front of him. I want you to hear me. He had reinforcements. He had somebody to stand in the way, stand in between the enemy. So meanwhile, the Philistine with his shield bearer in front of him kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, ruddy and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. Come here, he said, and I'll give you your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the fields. I want you to stop there for a second. Just stop. I'm going to go to Genesis. You don't have to do it. Genesis 1:26. Says, then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. At the beginning, God gave us authority on this earth. So when the Philistine, your enemy, says, I'm going to give you to the beast of the air or whatever it is, you can say, wait a second, I have authority over them. They're not going to eat me. I'm going to have them for dinner because I've been given authority to rule and reign on this earth. Can you say amen? So when the devil says he's going to do this, you can say, no, devil, it's already been done. You are already finished. You're already under my feet. Jesus has already overcome the world. Jesus has made me an overcomer. So devil, this is not about you being in charge of me. I'm telling you, I am a child of the Most High God. I got the Spirit of the Lord in me. You're down under my feet, and I'm going to walk right out of this situation. I'm going to walk right through this situation. I'm going to overcome this situation because from the very beginning, God gave us authority on this earth. Can you say amen? So the giant, verse 45, it says, David said to the Philistine, you come against me with the sword and the spear and the javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have challenged. This day the Lord will hand you over to me, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. Today I will give your carcasses and the Philistine army to the birds of the air and the beasts of the earth, and to the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. And those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spirit that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. As the Philistine moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Sometimes you got to cut the devil right off his path. You know what? You're sitting around waiting for God to do something. You're saying, Lord, I need you to do something. And the Lord says, I have given you authority and power to trample over him. What are you sitting around waiting for? You take the ground. You take back what the devil stole. You bring him down before he brings you down. Thank you, Lord. In verse 48, As the Philistine moved closer to attack David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag and taking out a stone, he slung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into the forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. Where was his armor bearer? Where was the one who was in front? The Lord caused that stone to go around the armor bearer right into this one little spot that wasn't covered. The Lord is able to guide your stones, guide your weapons to bring down the enemy, even if he has reinforcements, even if he's covered. God will cause you to get into that one little spot that is uncovered to bring your enemy down. Can you say amen? Because our trust is in the Lord. He will show us, he will lead us to victory. Can you say amen? David's trust was in the Lord. He made a declaration, and the only way David could make a declaration like that, because he knew the Lord. And some people are making declarations and not knowing the Lord, and they're wondering why the enemy is messing them up. It's because they don't know. They don't believe in what they're saying. They're just saying it because they heard sister so-and-so say it. You need to say what the Lord says so that you will have victory. I'm ministering the word of the Lord to you. His word is ministering to you. He's speaking to you in how to overcome your enemy. Hang in there. We're almost done. So verse 50, it says, so David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword and drew it from the scabbard. After he killed him, he cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. See, you know what? You are armed and dangerous. You have the spirit of the sword in your mouth, and you are armed and dangerous. David took the sword of the enemy, pulled it out of his pouch, and killed him he cut off his head with his own weapon. We are children of the Most High God. I'm supposed to live a long and healthy and prosperous life. The devil isn't supposed to kill me or cause me to be poor or cause me to be depressed. I have the victory of the Lord. I have the sword of the Spirit. I have his word that annihilates the enemy. I'm not going to sit around and wait for the victory. I'm going to go out and I'm going to take the victory. Are you with me today? We're going to go and take back what the devil stole in the spirit of the Lord. Can you say amen? Thank you, Lord. In Zechariah, you don't have to turn there, but just write it down. In Zechariah, isn't it interesting? My son's name is Zechariah. Not by might, in Zechariah 4:6, it says, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord Almighty. Is anybody ready to step up into your position and let the spirit of the Lord fight your battle, show you the way, how to take back what this devil has stolen, how to go and get the goods, how to say, you know what, I'm going to live and not die. The doctor's report said this, but the report of the Lord is, I am healed, I am whole, I am prosperous. I'm going to live my life and enjoy my life to the fullest because Jesus lives inside me. Is there anybody here today that want to join me today, that you want to get on this bandwagon, so to speak, and say, enough is enough. I'm taking the land. 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 Oh, shut it. And I'm taking my children. I'm taking my grandchildren. I'm taking my companies. I'm taking my community. I'm taking my people. I'm taking my household. I'm taking them. I'm taking them with me. We're going and we're moving. The devil will not stop us, because God be for us, who can be against us? Can you say amen? If you'll turn real quick to Psalms 105, or you can listen with me if you want. Psalms 105, you know, David wrote a lot of the Psalms. Hallelujah. Psalms 105, verse 8. I love this. And Kenny, a great job. You did an awesome job today presenting communion. And you talked about the covenant. So you were led by the Spirit, because we're going to talk about the covenant. In Psalms 105, verse 8, be seated. I was just bragging about you, so let's have a good rest of the service. So let me continue to brag about you while we're on the service today. Don't mess up my bragging. Psalms 105, verse 8. He remembers his covenant forever, the word he commanded for 1,000 generations, the covenant he made with Abraham, the oath he swore to Isaac. He confirmed it to Jacob as a decree, to Israel as an everlasting covenant. To you I will give the land of Canaan as the portion you will inherit. When they were put, but few in numbers, few indeed, and strangers in it, they wandered from nation to nation, from one kingdom to another. He allowed no one to oppress them. For their sake he rebuked kings. So speaking to anybody. Do not touch my anointed ones. Do my prophets no harm. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles. His neck was put in irons till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. You know what it says here? Remember, Joseph had a dream that he would be a leader, so to speak. He didn't know the gist of it, but he understood that God was going to raise him in a position, and nobody believed him. But God remembered his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You have a covenant with God through Abraham. You are supposed to prosper. You are supposed to walk in healing and joy and peace, because you have a covenant through the blood of Jesus, a new covenant. In closing, you can just write this down. Jeremiah 1:12, the Lord said, I'm alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. God has given you a promise, hasn't he? Has anybody gotten a promise from God? You know what? You may not know exactly what it is, but everybody in this room has a promise from God. Zachary, stop that. Put that down. You have a covenant, a promise from God. God will watch his word and guard it until it comes to pass. You were blessed coming in here today, and you're going to be blessed going out. You're going to be blessed when you go in your house. You're going to be blessed when you come out. You're going to be blessed when you go to work, and when you leave work, you're going to be blessed. You are going to have a blessed week this week, because I declare it today over you and in you. Today, it's your opportunity to take care of the blessing, and don't try to be like somebody else. Be you. You are an original. Stop trying to be like somebody else. Can you say amen? If you're able to stand to your feet, let's stand to our feet. I want you to turn to three people and say, whose armor are you wearing? Say, whose armor are you wearing? Hallelujah. Whose armor are you trying to wear? That looks a little small. God has bigger things for you. Stop believing for the small things. Some of you got just a little bit of armor on. Hallelujah. Lift up holy hands this morning. Say, Lord, here I am. Thank you for speaking to me today. In Jesus' name, amen. Bow your heads and close your eyes if you would. If you put on some pretty music. Just believe with me this week that we'll have all of our air conditioners in this week. Tomorrow, they start in the fellowship hall. I thank you, Lord, that you're reminding them of their promise. Glory. Their promise. So with heads bowed and eyes closed, if there's anybody here today that you do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and today you want to ask Jesus to come into your heart, if that's you, I want you to lift your hands. Is there anybody? Is there anybody here today you want to rededicate your life to the Lord? If that's you, I want you to lift your hand. Thank you, Lord. Is there anybody here today that you want more of the Lord? just more of him. Is there anybody here today you need prayer for something? Just something. Lift up your hand. As the pastors will come down, I feel like it's important this morning. And even if you didn't raise your hand and you're just sensing this tugging on your heart by God's Spirit for you to come down. You don't know why. You just feel led to come down. I want you to come down. The altar's open. We're going to pray with you. Come on. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. And if you have a tough time standing, you can sit down. You don't have to stand. I just said if you're able to stand. Hallelujah. Anybody else need prayer? Come on down. Anybody want to get out of the boat? You're too used to your spot, so to speak. And you want to step out into the deep, so to speak. You want to go farther in the Lord. If that's you, I want you to come down right here. Come on. I just feel like people want to come out. Shut the cool and da da. Shut the cool and da da. Shut the cool and da da. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Shut the cool and da da. Shut the cool and da da. Thank you, Lord. This morning, if you're out in the audience, just lift up your hands this morning. I'm going to pray with you right now. I speak special blessings over you. I speak lots of blessings over you. I release joy over you right now. Unspeakable joy in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, right now, I speak to your body. Be healed in the name of Jesus. I thank you from head to toe, Lord God. I thank you for the Holy Ghost fire right now. Move on her body in such a way. I thank you, Lord, right now. God, you're restoring joy, unspeakable joy right now in Jesus' mighty name. I speak blessings over you. I declare right now, if you're dealing with any kind of sickness in your body right here, I declare in Jesus' mighty name, be healed, be restored. I release joy. I release peace. I release Jesus. I speak over your finances right now. I speak blessings over your finances. Hallelujah. All that the enemy stole, I thank you that this is the season. Season of restoration. Season of recovery. Season right now. There's a season for everything. But the Lord wants me to say to you today that you have entered into the season, into an exciting time in your life, a time of prosperity, a time of health, a time of moving up in the Lord, moving up right now. Promotions are being released right now in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord, that you're making a way where there seems to be no way. I thank you that there's praise reports coming forth because, God, you are already at work on their behalf, at their homes, at their workplaces. Oh, in their family's house. So, Lord, and I just release power this morning. Release the Holy Ghost power in Jesus' mighty name. Over your children's children, I bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Lord, now I seal it. I say, be sealed right now. The enemy can't go in and steal this word like he wants to do, but I thank you it's been sealed right now. It will grow into a mighty harvest. A mighty harvest. A mighty harvest. This morning, as you're being dismissed, if you want to stay a few more minutes, you could stay. But if I just want to release you right now, please stay for lunch. We have a wonderful lunch. God bless you. Come Wednesday to hear what Pastor K has to share as a whole group. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God bless you. You may be released.